The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B-Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny coming up at 2 o'clock. All fired up from yesterday's win. I know those boys got a lot to discuss. I want to go around the room with a couple of questions for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think I know Brian's answer, so I want to start with Landfill. Landini, Commanders won yesterday, incredible comeback win. Is it impacted at all that it wasn't Jalen Hurts, it was Kenny Pickett for most of that game?
I don't know. I mean, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense, and the Commanders dominated on offense. So I'm going to say no.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go with Landfill as well. The thing is, JP, like B say, well, you say it too, any given Sunday, haven't we beat the Eagles with Jalen Hurts with like Taylor Heinicke or something like that? Or Sam Howell?
Yeah, the Monday nighter, it was Heinicke. They ran the hell out of the football right down their throat in Philly.
And also,
I'll never forget, one of my favorite moments of my career is Jeremy Reeves after the game holding the boombox, cranking Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. It was like such an epic moment for that team.
Yeah, and also, look, Jalen Hurts got injured and they only kept 14 points on the board, I'll be like, all right, yeah, we can see. They put up 33 points. Our rookie quarterback threw a late interception that should have sealed the game for them. They're a top defense in the league. They had a wide receiver drop a wide open. And you can't blame Kenny Pickett because Kenny Pickett put that ball right on Devontae Smith chest. Yeah. And he dropped it. No, No, that does not matter. They are signed to play football. Kenny Pickett is a backup on that team for a reason, because they obviously believe that if Jalen Hurts go out, that's their next best option. So I'm not buying that.
It's two not buyings. White Brian, doesn't matter.
I think in terms of celebrating the win as Commanders fans and as a Commanders team, no. Although, I think it's important to acknowledge the playbook does get shortened with Kenny Pickett back there. And running the football, the front seven of the Commanders is able to key in a little bit more on Saquon when Jalen Hurts, you don't have that threat of the quarterback run.
Agree with that.
Jalen was 1 of 4 when he left the game.
He ran for 40 yards, too.
Yeah, but still, it's not like he was eating it up passing the ball.
And it's not like he's been killing it all year passing
the
ball.
And Kenny came right in the game, went down, threw a touchdown.
Well, to me, and I kind of think this was Landfill and Jeff's point, was would Jalen Hurts have broken up that pass in the end zone to Crowder? They scored 22 in the fourth quarter and came into this game with the best defensive
Listen,
football.
Listen, man.
So
I think
it's part of the context of the game,
it could
certainly.
It could be, but you know what? We can go to every game that happens every week and find someone hurt, somebody nicked, somebody mixed
the
up.
Quarterback stands out a little more.
But still, we have quarterbacks getting nicked up in games. I mean, yeah, they stand out, but quarterbacks still got to depend on the people around them. My ultimate thing is people get injured, people get hurt. Hell, we got teams out there, Detroit not missing their quarterback, but they're missing a lot of damn players. They still expected to win the game. When you put a team together, if you got to think about the fact, like, what if my quarterback get hurt? And if you're going to go with Kenny Pickett, that's on you. Ain't on nobody else.
I think it's fascinating to watch that unfold. I think everybody in Philly, like if we threw WIP on, all we're going to hear about is, oh, congrats on beating Kenny Pickett. Like I was listening to I was listening to Pardon My Take this morning, and one of the guys is a Philly guy, and he was just screaming, yeah, way to go, you beat Kenny Pickett. I'm trying to think my
I give him more credit than that. You know, so that's a weak-ass excuse right there. So my, and they would say the same thing if, you know, if someone, if they was flipped over and somebody tried to say, oh, you beat so our backup, they'll be saying it's a weak excuse.
So my boy Philly, Matt Corrado, was texting all about the game all week, texting It's Always Sunny memes, go Birds. And then afterwards, my boy Bennett said, you were saying soft-ass Birds? And here's the reply. I mean, Kenny Pickett didn't play bad, but he isn't hurt. I can't wait to play you in the first round at the link.
See, like I say, always doing what? Moving the goalpost. They always have to move the goalpost.
Play to win the game.
Yeah, man. Deshaun wouldn't even call me back, man.
I forgot he's an Eagles fan. Isn't he at your house?
No, he'll be there tonight. I'm going to say, man, I wait till you come. I'm going to just talk to you now. He told about it. He said, I wouldn't answer the phone. I know why he was calling me.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Day is going down.
I got a feeling you'll remind him of what happened.
He know it.
I did want to make a little bit of time for this because otherwise we won't. The college football playoff, I've been really excited about this. I think
I was excited that all four games were blowouts.
Just absolute ass kicking.
I hope the second round is better than the first round was.
Did any of those outcomes really surprise you?
No. Well, yes. I didn't expect it to be. I expected those teams to win, but not to be. I didn't expect that much of a one-sided win. You know what I mean?
I thought Ohio State-Tennessee would be tight. I thought Tennessee's D-line was really good and has a bunch of pros. So I was surprised that was an ass-kicking. I thought Texas was going to kick Clemson's ass, and then that was – I mean, if you – my boy Kelly took Clemson plus 13.5. They have third and goal from the one, fourth and goal from the one. Texas just gets a hell of a stop. I think, unfortunately, the three teams with the most questionable credentials to get into this thing were SMU, Clemson, and Indiana, and all three of them got their ass kicked.
Ask you this question. Moving forward, can they leave it like it is, or do they have to make some tweaks?
I think a gigantic tweak that has to be made, I think this is really unfair to Oregon, honestly, is because of the structure with these automatic qualifier buys, whatever it is, I've made pretty clear. So if you see these teams 1 through 12 that got into the college football playoff, I think, you know, SMU and Clemson are the bottom two. That's cool. The fact that Arizona State and Boise State get byes, and now Oregon, who's been the best team in college football all year, has to play Ohio State in the second round, that's just – dude, listen to these matchups, and you tell me who got screwed, B. Texas gets to play Arizona State. Penn State gets to play Boise State. Georgia-Notre Dame, which should be a good, tough game. Ohio State-Oregon.
But see, this is my thing. I will tell you this, Jay. If you're the best, be the best.
Right.
It's nobody's fault that Buffalo, Ravens, all of them have to go against Kansas City.
Right.
You know, what it looks like is Kansas City has to play the top teams around. And that's way more top teams in the AFC than the NFC. The NFC team could roll on into the playoffs and Kansas City have to go through your murderer's row. And then when they get there, if they still handle their business over the last 2 years.
Right.
If Oregon is the best team, beat every damn body you face. See.
They're going to get the opportunity.
Like when I hear people say, oh, man, number one seed, you have to play have an easier route. No, if you're the number one seed, you're the badass. Go beat everybody.
I think they should do what they do in the college basketball tournament, like where the top 60, whatever it is now, eight get in, and then they reseed it. I just think the seeding should have been done differently, and the buys definitely should have been done differently. And I tweeted this out. I think the most deserving of those three teams between South Carolina, Bama, and Ole Miss, I think you guys know I root for Bama, but South Carolina was playing the absolute best football of that group late in the year. I know this. I know South Carolina doesn't go to Happy Valley and get their doors blown off.
I guarantee you, we changed up to where you reseed, and if the people play the games and it doesn't end up how somebody like, they won't do it again. If you are the best, be the best. You can't be the best team and say, well, I want to play all the easy ones till I get to the final.
I'm not saying
beat them all.
I think,
because if you're the best and you got to play that team, you knock them out, and the first time you play them, you don't have to worry about them no more.
Sure. I get that Indiana had to get in. The regular season does have to matter. I'm not fighting you about that. But if we just think about how SMU got into this, they were going to be left out. So Clemson loses to South Carolina, but still qualifies for the ACC title game against SMU. Clemson's up big on SMU, which would have meant, all right, Clemson gets in, SMU's out. SMU just has a good comeback in the second half. Mm-hmm. They still lose, but that they came back against Clemson, who had just lost to South Carolina, was enough to get them in?
But see, that's the thing about it, Jay. I am a total different thinker than a lot of people. People care about who beat who. No, it's when you win. You know, it's when you win the game.
I'm saying that,
too. You could have lost to South Carolina in the first game. It don't make a damn difference. If you don't win the games you're supposed to win, it's going to be a problem. So, listen, man. We will because we are human beings, we will never be happy with nothing that people do. Because that whole college football thing, they can't ever do anything that's going to make it fair.
I think you got to reseed. I understand you want these home games to be at big stadiums, but there's just no way Arizona State and Boise State should have byes. And now you've got
mess around Boise State, Arizona State, go run through this thing, it'd be a problem, wouldn't it?
Bro, I would love that. if Boise and Arizona State get to the final, it'd be awesome. I just
what happened the other day, I didn't like it, but the teams that were the best, they showed that they were the best. They destroyed them.
Sure.
They didn't go out there and pussyfoot around with them. They destroyed them.
And, dude, that just may be how college football playoff is going to go, because ultimately this thing's about cash. And the teams that won and won handily all spent a lot of money.
Cash rules everything around me. Not a bill, y'all.
The only team that really was kind of competing on the same financial wavelength was Tennessee. Tennessee and Ohio State probably weren't that far off. Clemson, because they won't do the transfer portal.
They about to start doing that now.
Yeah, he already took
one. Oh, he's going to do it now.
I don't know what. I feel like Indiana to Notre Dame and SMU to Penn State. Not that Indiana and SMU aren't spending. SMU got more money than God. I can't. Those aren't that developed.
When you can't beat a team, you join them. Bear Bryant back in the day wouldn't take certain people.
Right.
Tell USC, whoop that ass. Then he decided, oh, I better go get me some of them. Same thing old Dabo saying, I better go to that transfer portal. It's not working me trying to act like I'm holier than thou, like he was.
Landy, you watch any college football? It was all kind of boring. I was steamed up for it, and it was all kind of boring.
I did not.
Well, I just kind of turned it over to, like, you know.
Pickleball?
I went to the Brown, dog.
What is Jeff fighting us all about, that there's professional putt-putt in the country?
Man. No, I was telling him. He said there was no like putt-putt on TV and there's no professional league.
I'm going to ask a question.
It is, though.
Hold on. Wait. Just, I'm going to ask this question. Five people here. Who's seen putt-putt on TV?
Not me.
I haven't.
Yo, you never seen Holy Moly? You never seen?
I haven't seen putt-putt on TV. Have you, Brian?
I watched a few episodes of Holy Moly.
What is Holy Moly?
Is that a movie?
It's a putt-putt show. It was a contest. It was a putt-putt contest.
Steph Curry, executive produced the putt-putt contest.
So Netflix or something?
On what station?
It was on TV.
I think it was
what
NBC.
What station?
Well, when? Then of course I watched it.
When?
It was like 2019.
Okay, it's 2024
yeah, it
now.
On NBC.
Your premise is they don't watch putt-putt on TV, and they did.
My premise
it was
is,
more than one season.
Hold on. My premise is it still on TV?
No, okay, but that's fine.
Done.
But a lot of sports are not on TV.
Have you seen Landfill? Done.
No. Just because you three haven't seen it does not make your argument valid.
Oh,
Jeff,
my argument stop is super valid.
You've proven today to be insane with how you handled the sandwich situation.
Yes,
we'll get into that
really
in just a moment.
No,
but I have a serious question. Are they wearing the black unis Sunday night? Do we know this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just got a tweet from this dude that's saying we got to promote the blackout Sunday night. But Are they wearing the black uniforms, or you just want fans to wear all black? I need more information.
I don't know.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.